Here's a Sun King Studio 92 exclusive.
Powered by Klipsch Audio.
From WTTSFM.com.
Guster. There's not enough xylophone in this room. I'm really glad you brought that. That's great to hear. We don't get that enough. Welcome back to Indy. Thanks for coming.
Oh, you're talking.
Yeah, thanks.
Sorry. I was luxuriating in our performance there. I was like, we're awesome. That was my internal dialogue. That was awesome. That was awesome.
Well,
Some dude is interrupting me.
Thanks for being here. This is great. What a Friday treat. You're here for a Rock to Read benefit tonight, third and final one of the season, and tonight's show helping out kids' reading programs. Any books as a kid that inspired you in your music?
Whoa, that's
anybody?
That's a great question. Well, we all have kids, or at least three of us have kids, so we can talk about kids reading. What's your favorite book to read your kid these days, Adam?
Everyone Poops. You know that one?
That's what my kid likes, Adam. You like that? Brian, you bought this the other day, but like Giving Tree is like an instant weeper. I just read that and I cry.
None of this inspires our music, but the Giving Tree just like makes you think about just what parenthood is, which is just like you're a pointless tree stump.
Which actually does kind of interface with our music pretty well, come to think of it. Could you explain what Guster stood for 24 years? Yeah, basically a mat that your kids wipe their shoes on.
Well, it's great to have you back. We were talking about this new album a minute ago. It is. It's great to have you back.
Nice try, brother.
Yeah, I'm trying to transition here.
Happy Friday, Indiana. Your kids are going to grow up and completely take you for granted, and you will die alone. This song's called Lightning Rod.
Please don't pull out of the show tonight, whatever you do. Now you're talking about this more. Anyway, great to have you back. New album, not even really new. 10 months old, 11 months old. And Adam was saying that Richard Swift produced this, and on your website you said you took a departure. This is a completely different thing for you. What did you mean by that? Is it how you recorded it, how you produced it? Talk a little bit about you went to Oregon for this, right?
Yeah, I mean, definitely the process was different than anything we've done before. In a really good way. I think usually for us, the mantra was difficult birth but healthy baby as far as the record making process was. But this was super fun, and it went really quickly, which is not normal. And usually fun and quick doesn't equal a healthy baby, but this totally, we were very happy
with
the
results. Let's stay with some medical metaphors here for this one. It was like, oh, this is going to get bleeped. Anyway, it was really fun. We did it very quickly, and we didn't overthink it. And that guy, Richard Swift, is we had never made a record. We recorded 14 songs in 3.5 weeks, where other records had taken up to a year of just like lots of, and we just committed to things, and it was sort of, we worked within a very strict box of limitations, and we sort of thrived in that environment, which was really great. And he has really good taste too. You know, he has good ears. So instead of, let's try 7 things and see what works, it was like, no, that sucks. That sucks. That's good. Go. And then it's like, wait, was that good? He's like, nope, we're going more. And yeah, we would just go forward. And it was kind of a really nice way to make a record.
And he empowered us as play. Like, he's a great musician too. And so he was able to empower us in ways that I'm not sure we would have necessarily trusted someone else to do. And so like entire vocal takes were live performances. It wasn't like, oh, I didn't like the way I sang the second verse. He's like, well, then start from the top and we'll sing it again. You're a grown man. It's like, okay, well, that's a new concept.
Yeah. I'm a grown man.
Yeah, whoa.
One of the things we love about you is you have so much fun during shows, and tonight's going to be a treat at the Old National Center. And you've done some really awesome covers. You've had so much fun over the years with cover songs in your encores. Anything you're doing recently that you love, or any plans tonight?
We might, yes.
Okay.
Come on, Eileen last night.
Okay.
Yeah, very,
you've done the Cheers theme before, and Bonnie Tyler one time.
For a while, we would pick the song that we all four loathed the most in the universe, and we would play it and make our drummer Brian sing it, and he's a terrible singer. So we might continue that.
So you're loathing Come On Eileen right now?
No, he didn't. It was only whenever the drummer sings it do you know we hate the song. Like Hunger Strike by Temple of the Dog.
Okay.
What else? Did we do Manic Monday, or is that the only song?
We did Manic Monday.
No, we did Four Non Blondes. Yeah. Ah, yeah. Yeah. So might.
Maybe we'll, if we all, you know, give enough encouragement, we can hear some. You can sing something for us today.
Not here.
Oh no. Man.
Not before noon. It's a rule.
All right. Well, let's do a few. Let's do a few more here. Guster in Sun King Studio 92.
Not according to my watch.
Enjoy. Go.
Everybody good? This is a little Debbie Downer.